This is KCUR 89.3. Cheap housing abounds in South Kansas City. Families hop from rental to rental in an area where changing neighborhoods means changing schools. KCUR has been documenting the impact of instability on Hickman Mills. Barb Shelley and Ellie Moxley report from the district admissions office.
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't even know.
Barb Wunsch is the residency coordinator for Hickman Mills.
7, 8. Not very many.
9, 10, 11.
She's counting 13, how many students 14, have come into the district 15,
in the last 2 weeks. All day, every day, families come to Wunsch's office to enroll their students.
25, 26, 27.
Sometimes they have to wait an hour or more, only to be told they don't have the paperwork they need.
I have to have a birth certificate. It's a requirement because, and it used to be Social Security card. But of course, I have a lot of students that are illegal.
And she needs a utility bill to prove residency.
Because frankly, leases can be printed offline. The bills are just the documentation that shows, well, if you get the gas, lights, and water cut on in your name at that house, then it's obvious that you're living there. It's unfortunate. I have an eye for this stuff because I've been burnt a few times. And you learn from you've getting taken, frankly.
Hickman Mills is a district of families in flux. They move all the time.
Lots of rental units all across the community, even single family. You have literally blocks in some of our areas that are rental.
That's Dennis Carpenter, outgoing Hickman Mills superintendent. When he joined the district in 2013, he knew churn was a problem.
But it wasn't until a couple of years later, when new research on student mobility came out, that Carpenter realized how bad it had gotten.
It was just profound in the 71 corridor coming from the city down into Hickman Mills. And when you saw those numbers, they were just astounding. Some schools as much as 60 to 70% mobility.
Leanne Taylor Knight did that study. She found some students moved 7 times in a school year.
So this idea of where people were feeling like there is a lot of transfer happening between Kansas City public schools, so charter schools, and these schools that are closest to them in proximity, that actually rang true.
I spent a whole year watching students come and go at a Hickman Mills elementary school and saw firsthand the challenges the district is facing. I asked the superintendent, did he get the idea schools were expected to solve churn on their own?
There's nobody out there waiting to come save us in a place like Hickman Mills. Our families don't have the means. So those problems that we have, our best opportunity to solve them related to us rolling our sleeves up and getting them solved amongst ourselves.
In the neighborhood around Ingalls Elementary, there's a sprawling apartment complex, a couple of extended stay motels, and low-slung houses built during the post-war boom. Hickman Mills has really taken the brunt of some very negative housing trends over the past 3 decades. The district has more than its share of Section 8 housing, and this area was just clobbered by the foreclosure crisis. All of these single-family homes went on the market for cheap, and out-of-town investors snatched them up.
Barb, were you able to talk to any landlords?
Well, one told me he's trying to disinvest of his properties in Hickman Mills because the neighborhoods are just so run down. Nobody mows their yard or picks up their trash. When I asked another landlord about the schools, he said they're tough, not the best. Investors don't really care what kind of education tenants' kids get. But Superintendent Dennis Carpenter says the district has to care.
You know, there are all types of mechanisms for impoverished families to go get supports around utilities, around, you know, rental assistance and all of those types of things. An argument can be made that maybe the school system can enter that arena.
Carpenter says his teachers are already expected to be social workers, to be detectives, to be behavioral specialists.
Then, oh, by the way, meet the state standards around achievement, too.
Don Smith is the principal at Ruskin High School, which was enrolling new students while others were taking crucial state tests.
They are coming in now when we're doing our testing, where else are they going to go?
I talked to Ruskin students who'd moved 6, 7, 8 times, and that's just in high school. But Smith's fine with it as long as they're coming to class.
We take all our kids. If they're coming in and out and back again, we take all of them.
82.
Back at the admissions office,
Barb Wunsch is still counting.
89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96.
Even though it's March.
And it's March 8th.
Wunsch continued to enroll students right up until this week. The school year ends Tuesday. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
And I'm Barb Shelley.
This story was part of KCUR's Musical Chairs series on student mobility. Find more of our reporting online at kcur.org/musicalchairs.